Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 372 of our classic podcast. This is from July of 2002, July the 16th, if I'm not mistaken. It was on this day in 2002 that, or at least on the 16th of July, whenever you're listening to this, it's being recorded on the 16th of July. And it was on that day in 2002 that Jay Santos proffered the opinion, women who didn't wear underwear threatened the lives of weakened people, elderly people, and certainly children, because if they had a big enough ass and that ass wasn't held in by a pair of panties or a girdle, it would swing around freely, and possibly as a woman with a big ass walked around a corner, she'd hit and knock to the ground, and perhaps fatally, a small child or one of the aforementioned weak people. It's just another example of Jay Santos sticking his nose where it doesn't belong, if you'll pardon the expression, having to do with, you know, women with no panties. And it is episode 372 of our classic podcast. Jay Santos is the Brigadier Admiral of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's a volunteer police patrol of some kind in the Southern California area. He joins us from a substation that they operate in Hawthorne. Mr. Santos, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you.
What I read in the paper was a very small blurb about a program you have in protecting children.
We are indeed, Phil, mindful of the children this summer and how they're being protected. We've had so much happening to the kids, so much bad news happening to the kids. We're just trying to protect them with whatever we can do with the program this summer, and of course it will extend into the fall months.
Well, what does this have to do with, you're talking about women are out there in public wearing no underwear or...
Well, what we say to the women, this summer, women need to resist the temptation, no matter how hot it is, or how proud they are of their bodies, for that matter, to be mindful when they walk out into public without underwear on. There's children out there. I don't care personally, Phil, whether women wear underwear or not. It doesn't matter to me. It's none of my business.
So, well, how do you know when a woman isn't wearing it?
Basically, you can tell the way the body is shaped, the way they walk. The body is lifted a little bit differently with underwear, and when there isn't any, it can look noticeable.
How so?
Well, for some women, it's not very attractive. Again, I don't care, but when you do not wear underwear on some women, it's not a good look, and there are children who are going to see this.
Well, all right, there are children going to see this. You're talking about the propensity of women not to wear underwear. Why? In the summertime?
It is very hot, and this is a time of year where a lot of women will go out not wearing underwear. And over wearing a thong, and that can be a noticeable distraction. Not so much a distraction, I think it can be shocking for a child to see this.
What about the men out there who might enjoy it?
I think, Phil, if you're talking about the enjoyment of men as opposed to the safety of children and the, I think, a good environment for children, we'd be on the side of children.
All right, so what exactly are the kids seeing?
Well, when a woman is not wearing underwear, the pants cling in a certain way, the pants or the dress tend to drop into certain areas. We have a leaflet on this that describes it in some detail, which we do give to some of the individuals, the citizens that we talk to. And I don't think it's necessary to show a child that, and that's really what we ask.
So you're out in the malls, in the shopping centers, in the public places, stopping women who you suspect of not wearing underwear. Is that correct?
No. What we're doing, fellas, we're not doing anything other than issuing community service reminders.
So you're not telling them to get underwear on?
No, but if we see a woman who we suspect is not wearing underwear, especially if she's walking with a child, we simply approach her, we ask to speak with her for a few seconds, and we ask the simple question, is it really necessary for you to be out like that, especially with a child? And then we will suggest they change the habit, and we tip our helmet, and they're on their way.
So you walk up to a woman who suspect is not wearing underwear, and you'll say, is it really necessary?
Is it necessary for you to be out in public with a child like that?
And what if they say to you, well, I am wearing underwear?
That's the reason why we've hired a lot of female volunteers this summer. We have a lot of women subcommanders. If a woman says to us, and we suspect her of not wearing underwear, she says she is, we have volunteer female officers who can follow that woman into a restroom. And if she goes into a stall, then all that female volunteer has to do is look under the stall and see if there's underwear at the individual's feet. I mean,
isn't this all a little crude and invasive, Jay? I mean, I understand, believe me, as a father, I want to see kids protected. But you've got these women following other women into the bathroom. They go into the stall, and they're looking down to see if there's underwear around the feet?
That's correct. If they push it down, if not, Melissa Harding is one of our sub-commanders. She'll say to women that she thinks they're not wearing underwear, I would never do that around children. So it's not an accusation. Now, after they do that, they follow them to see if they go to the restroom. The officer will go into another stall. If she, for instance, doesn't see underwear, she'll go into another stall, stand on the toilet, and look down into the suspect's stall and say, by the way, we've got confirmation, you're not wearing panties.
All right, I want to get this straight. You have female officers.
That is correct.
So these are not men doing this?
No, sir, not at all.
Who go into the ladies' room and look under the stall door to see if there's underwear, and if there isn't, then they'll go into a stall next door, stand on the toilet, look down into the stall, and say, we've got confirmation. May we suggest you go to JCPenney's and get some?
That is correct.
And I
understand it sounds a little bizarre to individuals who may not have children, but I think women who don't wear underwear or wear the thong, and there is a certain kind of women who can, but a lot of women, I think they look good that way. Believe me, ladies, when I tell you, and I say this with the greatest of respect, but believe me, you don't. You just don't.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, this is for children.
I understand that.
This is for children, that's all. We in the Citizens Auxiliary Police hold a special place for children, their protection, their health, their well-being. We're trying to get women to act like ladies appropriately and wear underwear so you're not exposing a child and an innocent child to something that could be revolting and damaging. A child sees that and it stays with them for the rest of their lives.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police Brigadier Admiral Jay Santos is talking about the propensity of women in the summertime to go out not wearing underwear. And it apparently is noticeable, and you say it's traumatic for kids.
I believe it is. And we at the Citizens Auxiliary Police so would never do anything offensive to women. That's why we've hired all the female officers to do our stall checks so that they can stand up and look down and get confirmation. Now, we're never going to approach a woman.
Well, I think that's an invasion of privacy.
No, because it's a woman looking at a woman. If it was a man looking down at a woman, then...
Well, if you got a man going into the women's restroom, that's wrong.
That is absolutely right.
So you have women going in there?
We have women going in and looking down into the stall to make sure that they're wearing underwear. Again, Phil,
it seems like a silly preoccupation, okay?
We are here to protect our children. If kids are out in public and they see a woman walking along and they see all of that going on, there's nothing holding it up. It's just, I don't know how to describe it, Phil, but I can recall as a very young man with my mother. And there was a gal there who had no underwear on. Even though she was wearing a pair of pants, you could tell it was bad. So we tried the best way we could, Phil, as adults, to protect our kids from seeing that.
Women who don't wear underwear.
Right.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, The Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police agency, about women who are out these summer months not wearing underwear. And apparently it is a visible thing that kids can see. Are you not talking about their skirts?
No, Phil, I'm talking about women who are not wearing panties, even under slacks, that children can see.
I don't want to be graphic here, and I don't know what it is you're talking about.
They're seeing a lot of weight shifting around. They're seeing pants and dresses falling into areas that they shouldn't be. It's very graphic. I think it is extremely graphic. And one of the problems we're having is the need to follow, make sure that they're wearing underwear.
To make sure that, well, you have your female officers going in there, and...
Well, sometimes we have to have male officers go in as well, dressed up as women.
Well, that's the problem you're going to have then, if you got male officers going to the bathroom to see whether or not these women are wearing underwear, and they're dressed up as women?
Yes, sir, and the only reason why that is a lot of our female officers are not available to us all day long.
So you got guys putting on wigs and dresses and...
Yes, sir. but we are doing it with one finger. There's nothing sexual about it. We're trying to make sure that these kids are not shot. And a gust of wind hits a woman without panties, and you see a...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have one comment. If this guy is actually serious, and if this is some kind of a spoof or put on.
What is this, some kind of a joke, Mr. Santos? You came in here.
Mr. Henry, we've got children that have gone missing in this country. We've got children who have been abused in this country.
I understand that. But drawing a connection between women without panties and
children witnessing that?
All right, go ahead, Jim.
First off, I mean, if they want to call themselves something, why don't they just call themselves the American version of the Taliban?
I don't see the connection, sir.
Well, the Taliban decided what was appropriate and what wasn't. If you weren't covered up, you were beaten or stoned.
We're not beating any women.
But you're following them into restrooms. You're peeping on them. The fact that you're sending a male into a female restroom, number one, is against the law.
That is not correct. If a man is allowed into a female restroom, if the other restroom is taken, in other words, if there's too many people in it.
And if he is, trust me, I know this for a fact, if he is looking into a stall, for whatever reason, unless he is a licensed police officer in the searching something in the commission of a crime.
Nobody knows it's a man.
Nobody knows what's the guy that's...
Yeah, because they're dressed as women.
Exactly. So the bottom line is he is asking members of his organization to break the law.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm asking members of my organization to protect children out of the community.
You know what? If you want to protect your children in your community,
right,
then take them to a safe place like a secular religious
farm. In other words, what you're telling me is women should be allowed to walk out into the world. First of all, a lot of women should be wearing panties. They should not be out there with no underwear because they don't have the body for it.
Says who?
I can tell you it's... I don't know. It's disgusting.
If that's your opinion, that's fine. You have a right to your opinion. But you have no right to enforce your opinion on others.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Why don't you take your organization and focus it on doing some good? Why don't you look to recover some of these missing children? Why don't you work with some homeless shelters?
Absolutely.
Do something good
instead of
wasting people's time.
Women, a lot of these kids, sir, are frightened of these women who are walking through walls.
That is absolute baloney.
Absolute baloney.
Absolute baloney.
Do you know a term called toilet sloppy, or have you ever heard that term? Toilet sloppy. Have you ever heard that term?
No, I'm not familiar with that term.
That was a term that was communicated to me by a four-year-old child who had seen a woman who had the audacity to walk out into a public mall with her underwear on.
Well, as a parent...
What's toilet sloppy mean?
Because
the
rear end was,
Look, society is not responsible for...
Wouldn't fit on the seat.
That's correct, sir.
Exactly. She could have sat on a wet seat in the toilet. That doesn't make any difference. Maybe she had underwear, maybe she didn't. The bottom line is, it's not our place to decide. I mean, if she is...
You're right. It isn't our place, Jim, until it starts scaring our children half to death. That's what we
have to do. I find it extremely hard to believe, by any stretch of the imagination, that a woman not wearing panties, which most kids, I mean, it's hard enough unless you're an adult that's looking for it, and kids are not going to pick up on
that. What is that supposed to mean? What I'm trying to do...
Well, I think you know what it means. I think you guys are standing around looking for women not wearing underwear.
Exactly.
You follow them in the bathroom.
Excuse me, I'm a father, I'm a husband. And what we've tried to do is start an organization, take a peek over the shoulder of the police and help them with their jobs since 9/11.
You know what? That's not...
We're checking out whether women have panties on or not. And then you got guys going into the women's bathroom dressed as women, pretending to be women, and looking down and saying, yeah, we got confirmation. No, come on, man.
Mr. Henry, all I can tell you is, as a father, and a man who has seen these children frightened half to death by a woman going down the center of a mall, toilet sloppy, or however you want to call it.
Toilet sloppy.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jim, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I think the gentleman, I don't know his name. It's the
My
most
name's
absurd.
Jay Sanis, ma'am.
What's that?
My name is Jay Sanis with Citizens Auxiliary Police, South Bay, Los Angeles, California.
I can't hear you very well. I'm on a cell phone. But what I have heard so far is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm a Christian, and I think if a woman doesn't want to wear underpants, no kid, unless they grow up in a perverted home, is going to get anything out of it or see anything, because you cannot see through pants. And when you do, if a woman has underpants on, to me, that's more insinuation than if she doesn't have them on.
Ma'am, first of all...
And second of all, let me finish my statement.
I need to ask you a question when you're done.
All right, you can ask your question, but let this lady finish.
And as far as anybody coming in a bathroom and checking out to see if a woman's got pants on, they need to be arrested. There is a law against that, or there certainly should be. Nobody has the right to tell me that I can or cannot wear underpants. And a doctor will tell you that it's a good thing for a woman not to wear underpants because of vaginal infections.
Ma'am, let me ask you a question, because you presented a lot of points. I'd like to take them one at a time. We had to answer an emergency call at the Silicon Mall because there were a group of children crying because they claimed a lady had something dangerous in her pants.
That's well, I find that very hard to believe.
I can give you the transcript from our dispatch room. Number two.
Jay, have you ever followed a woman into a restroom?
Yes, I have, but I have put on a female garb. It's undercover.
And you have a beard?
Yes, sir.
That's not disguising yourself as a woman wearing a wig and a dress with a beard.
A man has no right in a woman's bathroom, period.
Ma'am, why is it, as a Christian woman, you support women who don't wear underwear? See, that's suspicious to me. That's a red flag.
Well, I'm sorry that
you
think that way.
You're a Christian.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with not wearing underpants. There's not a thing unchristian about it.
And the other
thing, if you have your body covered...
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, I'd like to double-check that with... do you have a pastor or a minister?
I certainly do.
And have you consulted him with that?
What is she going to ask him? Hi, Reverend, I don't wear underwear. Is that cool in the Bible?
You know
what? I think that it's very immodest. And
you dressing up as a woman with a beard...
You never heard of the bearded lady?
Gene, I think you've
the bearded
got
lady.
Screws loose.
Ma'am, I'm asking you as a Christian woman, so you're telling me you don't wear underwear?
As a Christian woman, I find it totally correct not to wear underpants.
Well,
yes, sir.
I will tell you this, ma'am. You would not see the mother of Jesus wandering around Bethlehem without her panties on.
I disagree with you.
Is that
the
right?
Mother of Jesus did not wear underpants.
How dare you say that about the Virgin Mother of Jesus, that she's wandering around with no panties on and her rear end hanging out? Hello?
I think we lost Ann. Unbelievable.
Ma'am, she rode a pony. How dare you?
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Santos, sir, you say a group of... And what do you mean, the bearded lady?
You asked me, I had a beard on, I dressed up as a woman.
375, repeat the location,
standby. Larger women walking through malls are more likely to scare small kids by displaying what I like to call, moose knuckle.
Oh, God. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are out in malls, they are out in public places, in parks this coming week, because he says that women this time of year don't wear underwear because it's hot. And as a result, they're scaring children with what he calls the toilet sloppy look. Now, he says that it's only to protect the kids, but I find it very difficult to believe that this isn't something a little bit more than that. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I deal with all that.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Jay Sanders from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's go to Gail. Hello, Gail. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to say one thing. Well, maybe two things. First of all, I'm sitting here listening to your show, and I'm laughing like you would not believe. This guy is a pervert.
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am.
Wait a minute. If somebody came up to me
and asked me if I was wearing underwear,
I would turn around and simply tell them it's none of their business to begin with.
No.
Second of all, if somebody followed me into a bathroom and looked under my stall or over my stall with a beard and a wig or even a woman, they would be the first one to be arrested. I would have them arrested.
What are you arresting me for, ma'am? What I'm trying to do...
Invasion of privacy. That is a private area for a woman to go, do her thing, wash her hands, and leave. It should be nobody's business what they're wearing under their clothes. Let me tell you
something. What about our children who are seeing you walking around?
Tell me, first of all, I wear underwear.
I'm not even talking about me.
What I'm saying is,
do you wear a girdle?
No, I don't wear a girdle.
Why not?
Let me tell you, that has nothing to do with it.
Why wouldn't you wear a girdle?
Because I don't need a girdle.
If you're asking her if she wears underwear, she wears underwear.
How old are these children that you're even talking about?
I'm talking about preschool children primarily.
Three, four, and five years old?
We're talking 3, 4, 5.
Tell me, what does a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old know about anybody wearing underwear?
They don't know, ma'am.
It's you, and it bothers you to see somebody out there who is not wearing underwear.
Or if they
look like they're not wearing underwear, a thong or whatever. I think it bothers you and your crew. See, I work for one of the biggest, on behalf of the children of the world,
thank you for wearing underwear. That's number one. Listen to me.
These children who are 4 years old and 3 years and 5 years don't know if somebody's wearing underwear or not. Let me tell you what I saw the other day. I saw, and I work for the biggest retail chain in the United States. I see all kinds of people every day. And let me tell you, the other day I saw a man wearing Speedos with no underwear on. I couldn't even talk
to him. Let me tell you something. Speedos are a bathing suit.
Do you go around checking men, too? Or do you just look for women?
Were you ever in McDonald's seeing a guy with a pair of Speedos? That's a bathing suit, ma'am. You don't wear underwear with a bathing suit.
Oh, please. Who walks around with their bathing suit on? Is there a difference between a woman wearing a nice pair of slacks and no underwear and a man wearing Speedos with all his glory hanging out?
A Speedo offers support. Men wear underwear because they need the support.
I want to ask the question the lady asked, okay, which is, what does a 3-year-old know about a woman?
They don't know. The children tell me, we don't know. It's not that the lady's body is scary. It's hanging out, it's talking, whatever. They put it in little children terms.
Let me tell you something. A woman's body is beautiful, and so is a man's body. It's the way you, sir, are looking at it.
I think a lot of women's bodies are beautiful, but I think a lot of women ought to be wearing some kind of industrial truss.
I think you have it the other way around, sir. I think you're a little confused between a man and a woman.
I can tell you that we have 3 officers who are in the hospital today because there's a woman walking around Tillicum Mall with no underwear on.
How are they in the hospital?
You don't even want to go there with me. But I can tell you this, ma'am. I'm not trying to invade your privacy. I'm simply looking over the stall to see if there's underwear. And then I'm gone.
You don't think that's invading privacy?
I'm not trying to get a peekaboo shot. All I'm doing is, does she have underwear? Okay, good. Let's get out of here.
You know, you're obviously ill. And I think I feel great. I've never felt better in my life. I mean, if you have nothing better to do with everything that's going on in this world today than to go and look in somebody's stall to see if they're wearing underwear, why don't you take your time and go and, like that first gentleman said, go help the homeless, go feed them or something. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
You're on a mission, but you're on the wrong mission.
Well, ma'am, all I'm trying to do is help our children not be scared by some enormous
rear end. I don't think it's the children, sir. I think it's you.
You think it's me?
Yes. I think you definitely have a problem.
So some enormous rear end, a lady turned a corner and her unbridled rear end swung around and injured three kids.
Oh, please. I think you're a little confused between the man and the woman, sir.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken,
hello?
A duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Underwear at Penny's. Two for one sale. Get them, ladies. Wear them.